I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. It's the holiday season, and you might be looking for just the right card to send a nice neighbor or your grandparents. Finding a good card can be difficult, especially if that special someone is behind bars. Attorney Terry Cheatham knows that ordeal. After she had a hard time picking the right card for her jailed relative, she got an idea. She started the greeting card line, Three Squares Greetings for Those Who Can't Come Home. She joins me now. Welcome, Terry.
Thank you.
Some people may think, oh my gosh, this has got to be a joke. How do you react to people who hear about your greeting card line and don't have an emotional reaction of empathy or sympathy, but just say, this is weird, this is stereotypic, anything like that?
My response always when someone says it's weird or stereotypical or thinks it's a joke is that that person, fortunately for them, has not yet gotten the telephone call indicating that somebody they know and love has been locked up.
When did you have a loved one enter the system? And tell me some of the difficulties you had perhaps in communicating with that person.
It was in late 2000. I had a relative get locked up for a short prison term here in California. And I was encouraged at that time to send him a birthday card in 01. And at first I thought, I'm not going to send him a birthday card. He's in custody. And I thought, okay, I'll do it. And I went to my local Hallmark store and looked for a greeting card. And I didn't find one that I thought was appropriate for somebody who was in custody.
So when did you decide, well, maybe I can do this myself?
You know, pretty much at the same time, because at the same time that my relative was in custody, I was working as a legal advisor to the L.A. County Sheriff. And in that capacity, I learned that inmates send and receive a large amount of mail. And I started, that's kind of when the light bulb went off, when I had the need for the card, number one, and then also knowing, having to go over to the jail for various reasons, that inmates send and receive a considerable amount of mail and large numbers of visitors. So
give me I'm going to give you actually a line from one of your Christmas cards. It's, you had the choice to be naughty or nice, and you chose, ... Oh, well, now you have to do your time. But Christmas won't be the same without you here. Stay safe. Merry Christmas. Is that also meant to play with the question of emotion? It's funny, but it's also really kind of like, uh-oh. I mean, how do you choose how you target your messages?
What I typically do, some of the messages, this one is a little funny, a little bit, because it's the holidays. And inmates, when they go into custody, they still maintain their sense of humor. And so this one basically is saying you kind of chose to do something that wasn't so nice, and now you're doing your time, but still communicating the sentiment that you will still be missed on the outside at Christmas time, and just letting the person know that they'll be missed.
How are you going about trying to market these cards?
Well, I'm contacting retailers. I am appearing on shows like yours. I've attended conferences because I have two lines of cards. One line to be sold inside for inmates to purchase in their commissaries or canteens to send out to their friends and relatives. And then I have another line, for instance, such as the Christmas card you just read, that will go inside. So I'm getting retailers, and they're growing every day, and the interest is growing. So that's what I'm doing.
Sales of goods inside prisons are big business. There are all sorts of different ways that people on the outside can send care packages with, you know, lotion, toothbrush, snack items. What have you learned about the whole business of the extras that people send to prisons? How do you work within that context?
What I've learned, just as you said, is that is a huge business. And it's, I'll say unfortunately, because it is unfortunate that our prison population is continuing to rise. But it is a large business, and there are probably hundreds, if not thousands, of contractors who contract with state prisons and federal prisons and county jails all over the country and all over the world, for that matter. And they do provide all sorts of things. Inmates can almost purchase, not almost, they can purchase a lot of what we can purchase here in terms of toiletries and snacks and that kind of thing to make their lives more comfortable. And I also learned that many small bookstores, I'm told that the larger retail bookstores do not ship books into jails and prisons, but smaller bookstores do. And those are the bookstores that are interested in carrying the cards because they already know they have a customer base who's sending books into jails and prisons. And so when I approach them with greeting cards, they know that their customers already are kind of in that mode in terms of communicating with their loved ones. So.
Some people call the prison industry the prison industrial complex. How does it feel to be a part of that complex, a part of the, on some small level, of the whole economic penumbra around prisons? Does it Does it make you sad in some ways that this is something that you're doing?
It makes me very sad. And that's one of the reasons, Farai, that it took me so long to actually launch the line, because I didn't want to be seen as someone who was taking advantage of that marketplace. I generated the idea or got the idea back in 2000 or 2001, and it wasn't until this year that I actually launched it, because I knew there was an opportunity, and I was given the idea, when I say given, you know, by higher powers, and I decided I should do something about it, because it really helps the friends and relatives of the inmates as much as it helps the inmates, because they need to communicate difficult, often mixed, and in addition to loving feelings. But the difficult and mixed feelings are the ones that are the most difficult to communicate. And so that's what the cards are.
Well, Terry, thank you for sharing your story with us.
Thank you.
Terry Cheatham is the founder and CEO of Three Squares Greetings. To learn more about her cards, go to our website at npr.org/news and notes.